Well, it was the first meeting between President Obama and House Speaker John Boehner since the November election, and the first time they've talked about the fiscal cliff without anybody else. And isn't it funny how this morning we're not hearing a lot about leaks? Joining us live, NBC's political director, Chief White House Correspondent Chuck Todd. Chuck, does this mean they're finally getting serious about coming up with something?
Well, I think they have to. And the time, you know, look, the calendar now says double digits. We can officially call this mid-December, right, now that we're in the double digits of December.
Yeah.
And that was always, they both politically couldn't move from some of their positions, this is the president and John Boehner, until things get closer. And now we're in this window. This is the week that they have to start sketching out a deal. If they don't, then it's time to start worrying. But when you start back, if you start moving the calendar back, I do not believe these guys are staying over Christmas, okay? Let's just pretend. Let's just throw that out the window. Start moving it back, okay? And assume the 21st, that's when the kids get out of school. You know, I'm talking about the Obama kids plus those in Congress. So you start moving it back. They need 3 days, the 18th. So Boehner wanted to have to begin starting to write legislation on the 15th. Well, today's the 10th. So I think it either gets serious this week or it doesn't get serious at all.
It's kind of a beautiful silence. I mean, the fact that they just talked the two of themselves.
Beautiful silence.
Yeah, just those two, nobody else around, no leaks, no blather this morning. It's nice.
It is. And this is how, you know, part of this actually is also for show, which is to sort of calm the markets. The CEOs of this town has been teeming with CEOs over the last 2 weeks, and they've all had the same piece of advice to both Boehner and the president. Can't you two just get in a room? I think part of this is them two getting into a room to show that, you know, they are talking. And the fact is that they have to just see what the parameters are. And this is now how it's going to be, the two of them together. And by the way, what I love was there was that story that told the truth, and then everybody had to backtrack and pretend it wasn't, which is that Pelosi and McConnell and Reid aren't welcome. And the fact is they're really not welcome because it can just – you know, the more people you put in the room, the more likely there's leaks, and the more likely there's leaks, there's more likely that deals get scuttled.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you know what? I mean, everybody's got a different opinion about this thing. Ultimately, it's going to be the opinion of the president and the speaker that matters. So, you know, while you consult with the others, you negotiate face-to-face.
Here's the irony to this. If the two of them come out and endorse the same deal, the momentum to get the deal to pass, public pressure will be too great. And so the two of them together in sort of this, you could, if they come out and announce the deal together without being surrounded by staff, without being surrounded by other members, it will the public momentum to force the deal to get the vote done. We'll carry it over the finish line.
You would hope so, because there's still a surprising number on both sides who seem to be willing to go to the mat.
Well, I think that's the nature of the way the House of Representatives is made up.
Right.
I mean, I think that you have a bunch of folks who are more concerned about primaries than generals, but particularly on the Republican side, and they don't see what they get in. I mean, here's the irony to this for Republicans. Right? There's a lot of conservatives who say, "Hey, we're not going to accept any sort of tax rate increase unless we get some big movement on entitlement reform." But it's not as if entitlement reform is politically popular even among Republicans.
Right.
So they don't have something to take back to their constituents. That's what's made this deal, I think, so hard to put together, because what Republicans want is not anything they can sell to a voter, right? That's ultimately the constraint.
But isn't it going to be ironic here that if they agree to tax increases and cutbacks in entitlements, that the two of them could come out heroic figures in all of this?
I don't believe there's any way to be a hero in Washington anymore. So let's not do that. What they could become, they could get a lot more respect in the business community, who have been very disappointed in the leadership. It would certainly signal the world. You know, there's been a lot of picking on. Boy, can the Americans govern anymore? Can the Americans govern anymore? So I think hero's too strong of a word. But there would be a big sense of relief if these two guys could show that, look, they can still make this this bureaucracy work.
We'll take relief.
By the 21st.
Look, that's the way I – and not only that, if 1 week from today when we talk and we're not talking about a deal, that the sort of parameters, what bills are being put to the floor, we've got a problem.
All right, Chuck. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
NBC's Chuck Todd with us.